This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. A coalition of state and local partners are working to reduce the phosphorus pollution in the Upper Macoupin watershed. The Upper Macoupin Watershed Project is a newly formed project that works hand-in-hand with the Illinois Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy. The main purpose of the project is to voluntarily reduce nutrient runoff to prevent mandatory regulations in the future. I had a chance to talk with Illinois Stewardship Alliance Conservation Associate Woody Woodruff. Woody explained more about the project and how farmers can get involved.
It's a project that's focused at water quality. It's a project that comes funded from the Mississippi River Basin Initiative, which looks at issues, and the Upper Macoupin Creek watershed has a phosphorus problem. And this is the best way to spend their money, is targeted at a problem, and it is going to be implemented. And part of the initiative has partners that come together to help with this initiative to get farmers to adopt practices that are voluntary, but that they're concerned with and have the opportunity to get funding to do it. Some of the partners that we're looking at are, of course, the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, but American Farmland Trust, and actually Blackburn College is a big part of this project, as well as the city of Carlinville, the lakes, Gillespie and Carlinville Lake, and it's really starting to take off.
Woody says there are two programs that farmers can apply for to receive funding to help implement conservation practices.
Yes, there's two programs that this Mississippi River Basin Initiative funds, and that's the EQIP, or Environmental Quality Incentive Program, and CSP, which is Conservation Stewardship Program. And they have a wide range of activities that have financial incentives, from cover crops to minimum tillage to dry dams and wash cobs, waterways. It's a way for farmers to get some funding that maybe they have applied in the past and not get accepted, but this will give them a targeted at their watershed and less competition. So it's a great opportunity, and it lasts for 3 years. So if they didn't get the first time, there'll be a chance to go again, and then in the third year. So most everybody in the watershed that has an issue, it more than likely will get addressed. And there will be a lot of outreach and education that goes along with it, so opportunities to learn more about new practices or how we can reduce it. It's actually phosphorus is the issue in the Macoupin Creek watershed. It's a great opportunity, and it's a chance for farmers to become better stewards of the land and to solve a problem.
Illinois is responsible for 20% of the nutrients that end up in the Gulf of Mexico, but the state only contributes 7% of the water. Woody says 90% of farmers in the state need to be involved to help solve this problem.
Statewide, Illinois is actually, of the entire Mississippi River Basin that flows into the Gulf of Mexico, Illinois is 20% of the nutrient loading, which is, considering that states in the teens, to be 20% is the largest percentage of loading that goes in, and we share that with Iowa as well, but Illinois has to seriously look at this problem to solve it in an agricultural standpoint, because we have a big task ahead of us, and it's take a large participation of up to 90% of the farmers to really need to be involved to solve this problem.
To find out more information about the project, Woody says you can contact the Macoupin County USDA Service Center.
You will call your Macoupin County USDA Service Center, either to the Soil and Water District or the NRCS office. They're both the same office, but ask staff there questions. They're prepared. MRB is actually a Natural Resource Conservation Service program, and they have all the answers you need, and they will be involved in all the outreach. And as well as Blackburn, you'll see Blackburn students participating in this as well, and there will be occasional watershed meetings that ask for the whole watershed to come. Feel free to come to that, even if you're not in the watershed, just to learn more about the project, because this partnership really sees this project continuing throughout the entire watershed. It's just that this was the first grant that we've been accepted for, and it will definitely make a huge impact in the Upper Macoupa Creek watershed, and we see this as a successful project, and it's really in the forefront of the whole nutrient loss reduction strategy. We also have a lot of partners that didn't get involved that are asking to participate, so I think this opportunity is just a starter for the Montgomery, Macoupin, and all the way to the Mississippi River.
Woody Woodruff, Conservation Associate for the Illinois Stewardship Alliance. We'll be back with more after these messages. Merger talks continue for Swiss-based Syngenta with China's state-owned ChemChina and U.S.-based Monsanto. Interim CEO Michael DeMayer told Reuters, "We are at a stage where we are looking at different combinations," adding that becoming a Chinese company is just one of several options on the table. He said everybody has spoken to each other as industry companies are trudging through lower sales on lower farm income. ChemChina is seeking a loan package by Western banks to fund a possible Syngenta takeover that could later be refinanced by Chinese banks. A takeover of Syngenta by ChemChina would underpin an effort by the Chinese government to boost farming productivity, according to Reuters, as it seeks to cut reliance on food imports amid limited farmland, a growing population, and higher meat consumption. Monsanto says recent attempts to restart talks with Syngenta have been difficult. DeMayer, meanwhile, told a Swiss newspaper last month that Syngenta was in talks with Monsanto, ChemChina, and other rivals because going it alone is hardly possible given what shareholders were expecting. Hamilton's Madison County hay auction is scheduled for tomorrow morning starting at 11. Mike Hamilton says there will be some premium alfalfa available along with several other varieties of hay and round straw bales.
Well, so far we had around 100 bales of that premium alfalfa we had a couple weeks ago. It's really nice in small squares. Should end up with, I'm thinking, 1,500 to 2,000 small squares total tomorrow, but I just wanted to mention that real, really, really good alfalfa. And then we've got the load of 4x4s of mixed grass. We've got two or three loads of alfalfa grass mix, and 3x3s. We've got some round bales already in, and I had a couple of guys call, said they were going to haul some round bales of straw, so we should end up with somewhere between 20 and 30 bales of straw in round bales. So things are shaping up. Hopefully the weather, the rain will stay away, and we'll get quite a bit of stuff in yet today.
As always, if you have questions about the auction, you can give Mike Hamilton a call at 618-410-4293. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.